If I say that I won't forgive someone, and with that I will move on with my life, then that not forgiving itself means that our emotions are locked in that person to some extent. So basically, forgiveness does not necessarily mean I have to go and tell that person I forgive you. Forgiveness simply means that we don't stay emotionally locked in that situation. The hurt will be that we can't delete it otherwise. This kind of new way of remembering this. That we are not emotional, it's not an emotional festering wound within us. So if we are able to move on in our life, that means in a sense we are forgiven. So when you say you're not forgiven, what does it mean? That means that if in the future relative, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind, I'm going to slap them, I'm going to get the law on their head. Now, these are not necessarily wrong actions. If the wrongdoing is a serious sin, that means what needs to be. It should be a conscious choice. It's a consciously made decision. But what if we are moving on in our life, that itself means that we have to some extent forgive it. And forgiving does not mean condoning. And forgiveness is a whole different topic itself. Condoning means what that person did was not that bad also. It was seriously bad thing. It may have been. But so forgiving is not minimizing the other person's mistake. Forgiving is just deciding that this person and this event are not going to control my life. They are not going to direct my life. I have a life separate from this. This has scarred me, but I'm going to move on now. So when we basically remove emotional control, or remove that event's emotional control on us, that itself is for me.
But what do you do if that person